It's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So let's continue with Tasso Moore. The challenge. The girl should have won the whole thing. Like, come on now. Kenzie did a way better job than ChatGPT. Like, come on now. The villa won the whole thing. What do you mean? It's a tie. Oh my god. I think they didn't want to burst these guys' ego because, number one, all the guys, and by all the guys, I mean all the OG guys, are getting on my fucking nerves. Again, with the swearing, this is what Love Island is dealing with. They're getting on my nerves. It's like watching a frat house. Literally, if you, like, I remember Neighbors, if you guys ever seen that movie, Neighbors with Zac Efron and, oh my gosh, I just lost his name. Seth Cohen, Seth Rogen, where Seth Rogen and his wife, they literally live next door to a fraternity house. And Zac Efron's character is the president of that frat house. If it felt like that, the people that got on my nerves the most, and I'll go back to the challenge, which is why I made this, is ChatGPT and KC are like, yeah, bro, and I never liked you, but liked you, bro. She did this, bro. I was like, oh my gosh, can you both shut the hell up? She never picked you first, bro. Yes, she did. Yes, you guys were a default couple. Yes, at the beginning. But after that time, Anaya picked you all the time. And Anaya having, like, reservations about you, KC, and not thinking that you liked her, and some people being like, Anaya is very insecure and stuff like that. She's not insecure. She's following her gut and her intuition. And her gut and her intuition is like, this guy ain't right. This guy's just saying this thing to keep you. And when he finds his type, he's going to bounce. And that's how he was. And Casey was like, Anaya's not my type. Anaya, we have nothing in common. This, that, and the other. I don't have anything in common with Anaya, that, this, and the other, and then that, and then, hello? Where is this? Weren't you, like, excited when you heard Anaya's dad is an ex-basketball player? You are fake. You get on my nerves. You're getting on my nerves. You're getting on my nerves. Ah! And then KC with the cast of girls going in, out, one and the other. This, that, and the third. And then he's like, yeah, we're supposed to explore her. Yes, you are supposed to explore, but you're supposed to also be respectful. Okay, so literally, Casey was going between Tierra and Sydney, coupled up with Tierra, and then the next day he was talking to Sydney, and then he was like, to Sydney, before he talked to Tierra, he was like, let's sleep in bed together to see if there is a connection. And he's like, oh, my love language is physical touch, but at the same time he was like, well, when it comes to sex, I'm very boring. And okay, and this is where I'm gonna diss you, Casey, and I'm fine with doing that because I will bash a dude anytime I can. How are you calling Anaya a grandma for moving slowly when you're like, I'm not, when you just like basic plain sex, which is fine, but I'm only bashing you because you bashed my girl Anaya. That's it. If you didn't bash my girl Anaya and called her a grandma when she's not, she's gorgeous. You don't deserve her. She's a princess. You're a toad that should never be kissed, Casey. So yeah, I am going to go sassy and petty. Who's the grandparent now, Casey? Anyway, why are we doing toe stuff? Why are we doing toe stuff? That's disgusting. Stop. Ew. No. I'm fine with looking at feet. Like, I don't have an issue with feet. But I don't want no one to be kissing my feet, licking my feet, sucking my feet. Like, that's just gross. Okay, that's disgusting. My feet are clean because I take a shower every day. Twice a day, even. So my feet are clean. So it's not like my feet are dirty or anything. I just think it's gross. I'm like, stop with the feet thing. It's gross. It makes me want to puke. And for Trinity to lose, that's the only one that the feet one with that challenge is that it being a couple against couple and Trinity losing that one and Casa Amor winning that one because Bryce has a feet fetish. That's the only one that Casa Amor should have won. Everything else, it was all the girls. It was the villa. Zach, you're just jealous when guys have attention on Kata. I don't even know if you like Kata. I feel like you're just jealous. In general. Like, seriously. And how I see it with, I'm going to say, with Zach and Insincere is that when it comes to those two, they want to eat their cake and have it too, and they want to explore, but they don't want their girls to do the same at all. Hypocritical hypocrites, because they were like, oh, I wonder what Kata's doing, I wonder what Melanie's doing. Like, come on now. And they're all, like I said, there's only two good guys. And that is Caleb, because he's trying to find a connection, you know? He's fine. And Bryce. But at the same time, I don't even know if Bryce completely likes Trinity, or if Bryce just doesn't want to go home. I still can't read it. It's confusing. I don't know if it's genuine and he actually likes her, or it's just for sure. I'm not completely sold with it. Still, I still feel like it's a friendship couple. Like, I feel like it's a friends with benefits couple, okay? In the fact that they're friends, but they kiss. They're friends, but they kiss. And then ChatGPT, I believe that he's gonna come back with Primera, because he said he knew her from the real world. And she slid to his DMs. So they already know each other. And they already built rapport outside of the villa. Now they're just going to grow. And they grow and they go deep into connection. They're going to come back with each other. So it's both like genuine conversation. What else? Alana... It's good. I Because for me, I'm watching this episode on the 25th. I believe that Alana, who's a racist because of what she typed on social media about men of colors and calling them the N-word. Again, no one, no matter if you're black or not, should be saying the N-word. Artists either. Rappers that are black shouldn't be saying it either. In general, that should be out of people's vocabulary in general. My opinion as a black woman. I don't say it. I don't think anyone, either if you're black or you're not, no one should be saying it. I believe tonight's episode, she's not going to be on it. If she is, might be blurred because this is filmed ahead of time. Max, by Friday. Or, no, Max by Monday or something like that. But she's not going to be there much longer. What I would think is would be hilarious, and I saw a lot of people saying that, if they kick her out and then Zach has to automatically be by himself and gets dumped, that would be funny. But overall, the villa should have won this challenge. I didn't get the point of the challenge, though. And tickle. Doesn't mean that you tickle each other, have to tickle each other. Like, I saw in Tickle, everybody just, like, make it out. And then no one was really tickling for Tickle. So that confused me. I saw the... I'm also in the camp of Anaya and Casey weren't meant for each other. Casey would not be understanding and give Anaya time. They weren't meant for each other. Also, Anaya and Carl, they're giving me Disney, like, yeah, like Prince and the Frog. Sorry about the background noise. Sorry about the background noise. My son, who is my dog, one of my dogs, one of my sons, is suffering with allergies. This is one of the many reasons why I hate summer. They give me like Princess and the Frog, like Disney, and I like them together. I love that couple. Happy late birthday, Ariana. Ariana Maddox, her birthday is the same day as Quebec Day. And I'm a Quebecois, so happy late birthday to Ariana Maddox. Also, Corey and the other boys telling Melanie how insincere is being shady and saying one thing to her and then another thing to Saul and saying to us one thing, a different thing, and being insincere. I love that. Thank you guys for telling her the truth. And Melanie, I want you to go accordingly and not get back with insincere, because I'm 100% sure that insincere is gonna bring back Amora. 100%. And that is gonna be the Soul and Melanie thing. And insincere is a cheater. He's gonna continually do this until the end of the show. And I feel like if Melanie stays, and they are in the end. I believe that max 2 months, they are going to stay together, and he's going to be cheating on her continuously. So, I think this, they, if they do a movie night, which I hope they do, I hope they show Melanie all the tapes. And then, Melanie's, oh my gosh. If they have a movie night, I'm so sorry. I hope they show Melanie the whole every time that Insincere was being insincere, and it should be called Insincere. But those are my thoughts. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.